This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The G7 richest nations reached a landmark deal to squeeze tax havens and back a minimum global corporate tax of 15% to end what the United States called a race to the bottom on global taxation. Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports.
The G7 reached a landmark deal on Saturday to pursue higher global taxation on multinational businesses such as Google, Apple, and Amazon, and Facebook, which said it welcomed the deal and accepted this could mean it would pay more tax. The United States, Britain, and five other leading advanced economies agreed to back a minimum global corporate rate of at least 15% and for companies to pay more tax in the markets where they sell goods and services. It's a step that could raise hundreds of billions of dollars to help countries cope with the aftermath of the past year's economic turmoil.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder. The death toll from the worst militant attack in Burkina Faso in recent years has risen to 138, the government said Saturday, after armed assailants laid siege to a village in the country's northeast. The attackers struck Friday overnight, killing residents of the village of Solhan in Yagha province bordering Niger. They burned homes and the market, according to a government statement. A government spokesperson told reporters that another 40 residents were wounded. The government has declared a 72-hour period of national mourning, describing the attackers as terrorists, though no group has claimed responsibility. Attacks by jihadists linked to Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State in West Africa's Sahel region have risen sharply since the start of the year, particularly in Burkina Faso, Mali, and Niger, with civilians bearing the brunt. You can find more on our website. This is VOA News. At least 12 people were killed on Saturday in an explosion near a fuel station in the Yemeni city of Marib. Members of the Saudi-backed government blamed a missile strike by Houthi forces. A medical source told the Reuters news agency that dozens of people, many of them badly burned, had been taken to Marib General Hospital and that 12 of them had died of their injuries, including five children. The Marib government, confirming the explosion, blamed a missile fired by Houthi militia fighting a Saudi-led coalition in Yemen's civil war. The country's health minister wrote on Twitter that more than 17 people were killed and injured. The Marib region is the last northern stronghold of the Saudi-backed government, which has been at war against the Iran-aligned Houthis since 2014. Hundreds of people on land and in small boats protested Saturday as the first cruise ship to leave Venice since coronavirus restrictions were lifted set sail Saturday. The MS Orchestra is a 92-ton ship that left Venice en route to Croatia and Greece. Some residents have been urging authorities to ban large ships from the city's lagoon. Port authorities, workers, and the city government, however, welcomed the orchestra's sailing as a symbol of business and tourism restarting after the coronavirus pandemic. Italy's government ruled in April that cruise ships and container vessels must not enter Venice's historic center but dock elsewhere. That ban does not take effect until terminals outside the city's lagoon are completed and a tender for the terminal's construction has not been launched. As the pandemic eases, pilgrims are returning to Spain's El Camino paths, AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Committing to the pilgrim's path has for centuries been a source of renewal for those willing to put their lives on hold to cross Spain along the Camino de Santiago, a journey that takes hikers to the reported burial place of the Apostle St. James. But after a year of travel restrictions, soul searchers are once again strapping on backpacks and following trails to the city of Santiago de Compostela. The Camino is actually a series of paths that fan out beyond the Iberian Peninsula and spread across Europe. Whichever route one takes, they all end at Santiago's Baroque Cathedral. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And we have confirmed contact and soft capture at 4:09.
SpaceX's latest commercial resupply services mission successfully docked at the International Space Station Saturday. This is SpaceX's 22nd supply run for NASA. The space agency turned to private companies to transport cargo and astronauts after the shuttle's retirement a decade ago. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. VOA News.